Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, continuing in our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High for the next probably 15 days and maybe 10-15 days. We're going to be looking at who we are in Messiah Yeshua. This is actually taken from my book, which is a study of who we are in Messiah. So this is day 13, Do You Know Who You Are? Part 1, My Position in Messiah in the Olam Hazeh, which is this present world. How should we then live in this present world? 1 Peter 23, 1:23 says, Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Elohim, which liveth and abideth forever. Couple of key words in this verse is, number one, corruptible seed, which means seed that perishes. Incorruptible seed, seed that does not perish. Seed referring to the word, which is imperishable. The word of Elohim, quoting Isaiah 40, 6-8, indicating the word of Yahweh is Yeshua Mashiach, and Mashiach is the word of Yahweh. Yeshua's followers, Jewish or not, are Torah observant because they recognize this very important fact that the word of our Elohim abides forever. The preeminent Christian theologian of the 20th century, Karl Barth, notes that the eternal word comes to new covenant believers in three forms. Number one, Yeshua the Messiah. You have been born again through the living word of God that lasts forever. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and the Word became a human being and lived with us. Yohanan, or John 1, 1-2, and verse 14. Number 2, Scripture, which Kepha quotes Isaiah 40, 6-8, is authenticating itself. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the Word of Adonai lasts forever. 3, the preachings of God's people, equating with the first two forms. Moreover, this quote word is the good news which has been proclaimed to you. Also see Romans 10:17. Number 2, we have been forgiven all of our sins and washed in the blood. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Mashiach, who through the eternal Ruach offered himself without spot to Elohim, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living Elohim? Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 2:12, I write unto you little children because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. So what's the key word in this particular verse that we just looked at? It's the word redemption and sins. Through the shedding of his blood, we are set free. One of the Hebrew words corresponding to the Greek lutrosis, or redemption and ransom, is padut, of which another form is pidyon, as in pidyon haben, redemption of the firstborn son. We see that in Luke 2:22-24. Moshe ben Meir, 1904-1978, a pioneer Israeli Messianic Jew, explained the connection between ransom and blood in a short commentary on Ephesians. Pidyon has in it the idea of exchange, of substitution. In the Torah, the law of ransom is stated in Exodus 13:13 and 34:20. Every firstborn male and donkey must be ransomed. In Numbers 3, 22,000 Levites became substitutes for 22,000 of Israel's firstborn males, and the remaining 273, for whom there were no Levites, were ransomed by 1,365 shekels. In 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan came under sentence of death for transgressing a public oath his father made in his absence. Yet although King Saul condemned him to die, the sentence was not carried out because the people objected. But law is law, not to be ignored. So they ransomed him, and thus legally prevented his being put to death. We too, like Jonathan, have come under the sentence of death. Jonathan was condemned to death, even though he had been unaware of King Saul's oath and order. We are condemned to death, even though we have not sinned after the manner of the first Adam. See Romans 5:12-14. Like Jonathan, we must either die or be ransomed. Jonathan and the first Israeli firstborn were ransomed with money. Money equals blood. One of the names for money in Hebrew is damim, or plural of dam, blood, because it represents man's labor and risks. It is a Mishnaic term. But money cannot redeem from eternal death. Man has nothing with which to ransom himself or others. Psalm 49:8-7. Again, this is a Mishnaic quote. God himself must redeem him from the power of the grave. Psalm 49:16. But of God it is written, I have found a ransom. Job 33:24. And that ransom is the blood of the Messiah, adapted from Moshe ben Meir, how a Jew explains Ephesians. Forgiveness of sins. Believers commit sins. They are not to be confronted by self-righteous fellow sinners passing judgment. Matthew 7:1-5 and Romans 2:1-4. But by God's own word, which sets the standard for holiness. Then they will not make the mistake of the rich young ruler who asserted that he had kept the Ten Commandments from his youth. Matthew 19:20. Instead of deceiving others with excuses, we should be walking in the light, trying to do what pleases God, and we should acknowledge our sins as we commit them, even though we do not intend to commit them. The Greek word omologio, acknowledge, confess, is literally say the same thing. If we say the same thing about our sins as God does, namely that our sins are truly sinful, and if we have the kind of godly sorrow that leads to repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, then the blood, by which is meant the bloody sacrificial death of Yeshua, continually purifies us from all sin. Our identification with his atoning death, Romans 6:3 and Galatians 2:20, empowers that death to go on helping us put to death our Yetzer Ra, or evil inclination, which is what we must do if we are to conduct our life the way Yeshua did. Also, since he is trustworthy and just, he will forgive our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing. Acknowledging of sin, then, as Yochanan uses the term, is not merely a verbal transaction, but in every respect the full equivalent of repentance, teshuvah. The relationship between repentance and blood sacrifice is correctly set forth in these verses. Repentance is a sine qua non of forgiveness. With this, non-Messianic Judaism agrees, as it is clear from the Mishnah. A sin offering and a trespass offering atone for sins committed wittingly. Death, or Yom Kippur, atones, provided a person repents. Repentance atones for minor transgressions against the Torah's positive commands and for any transgression against its negative commands. For more serious transgressions, repentance suspends punishment until Yom Kippur arrives and atones. This is another quote from the Mishnah. If a person says, I will sin and repent, in other words, continually sinning and repenting, God will not give him an opportunity to repent. If he says, I will sin and on Yom Kippur will atone, then Yom Kippur will not atone. Yom Kippur atones for transgressions from man towards God, but for transgressions between man and his fellow man, Yom Kippur does not atone until he has conciliated or made reconciliation with his fellow man. Again, this is what Yeshua said. Rabbi Akiva says, who cleanses you from your transgressions? Your Father in heaven, as it is said, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Ezekiel 36:25. And it also says, Mikvah Israel, which can be translated either the hope of Israel, referring to God, or the ritual bath of Israel, Jeremiah 17:13. Just as the ritual bath cleanses the unclean, so does the Holy One, blessed be He, cleanse Israel, Yoma 8:8-9. But at the same time that repentance is proclaimed as essential before God can grant forgiveness, the justice of and necessity of a blood sacrifice is clear both from the Torah and the New Testament. So again, we are thanking the Father for the blood of Yeshua that cleanses us, because only that blood brings us forgiveness and cleansing. But we also have to daily examine our hearts and repent of sins that we might have done unknowingly or knowingly, but also we are not to continually repeat those sins. We are to be holy as He is holy and to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Shalom in Yeshua.